This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Today I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Sam Milham, MD, MPH, medical doctor, master's in public health. I'm going to spell his last name for you, M-I-L-H-A-M. He wrote a book, and the book is available on Amazon. It's called Dirty Electricity, Electrification and Diseases of Civilization. Class, as I understand it, we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation from a practical direction. And from what I understand, much of what's happened to us with electricity is a result of a war among Thomas Alva Edison. He was a proponent of direct current, DC. And Nikola Tesla, he was a proponent of alternating current, AC. And George Westinghouse, he was a proponent of alternating current. Direct current flows in one direction, from negative to positive. It's often thought it flows the other way around, but it doesn't. And alternating current oscillates, going back and forth between the load and the source of the current. Direct current is safer, but it's difficult to move that direct current along long transmission lines. AC is more efficient. It travels easier, and that's because of the ease of inserting transformers that will increase the voltage along the way. So how high voltage lines, what kind of voltage? 345,000 volts, you know, those big high-voltage transmission lines. Local power is down to 13,800 volts, and then further reduced to what you see in your home, which would be 240/120. Welcome, Dr. Milham.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. So what I said to introduce today's discussion, was that accurate?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So when you and I talked over the phone just prior, last few days, we talked about dirty electricity, how dangerous it is, and why we have this problem. And you hit the nail right on the head, and I haven't heard anybody else say this. And that is that what we do in the United States and Canada, North America, if you will, is we send one part of the electric line in our home to ground. And if you look at our outlets, you'll see that there's two prongs in a receptacle, for a receptacle, that are for AC, and then one is for ground. So but at our electrical panels, we literally connect one side of AC, alternating current, to ground all the time. Is that, can you tell us why that is such a big problem?
Well, it wasn't a problem when it was set up initially, because there was enough wire between the load, the house or the business, and the substation where the stuff came from. But now the utilities, instead of spending money on return wires, are just dumping the stuff in the ground, and it goes very well in the ground, amazingly well. I mean, I've been on Cascade Crest trails here on the West Coast, and miles from any power line or any person, and you can pick up the electricity that's running back to the substation up, you know, in this wilderness area. So the stuff's everywhere. Now, we've got a grounded Y distribution system in North and South America, and that's the way the system's built. Now, in Europe, they've got a delta system where all the return currents go back in a wire. So they don't have this ground current problem. Now, I've noticed in the years I've been doing this business, probably 25 years, that the ground currents are going up, up, up. They were 1 or 2 volts, and now they're, a lot of places are over 10 volts, going back to the substation.
So it's Dr. Milham, there's the old story about dancing cows, and what that means is that cows have been on fields, and they will raise their hoofs over and over and over again, as if they stepped on something that they didn't like. And what we found out, that there was electricity in the ground that was electrocuting them. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I work with Dave Stutzer. He's an electrician in Wisconsin. And he's got videos. I've seen videos of the dancing cows.
Is there... How dangerous is the way... And let me just try to describe this, and please correct me if you feel that I'm wrong. Coming into our house, we'll find that there are 3 wires. And one of them we'll call red, the other we'll call black, and the other we'll call the ground, or the neutral, or the ground slash neutral slash common. And that ground wire is attached to a ground rod at our home. Now, in our breaker panel, we have the red, the black, which are AC, and then we have the common, the neutral, slash ground. If we want 120 volts, we'll use the red side and the common, or the ground, or the neutral, whichever you want to call it. If we want more AC at 120 volts, we'll use the black, and we'll call it the common. We'll just refer to it as common or the ground. So we can have 120 volts split from the 240 volts that comes in. But it is always, always, always grounded, because in order to meet the National Electric Code, it must be grounded, right?
Right.
Okay. So how much of our electricity is going into the ground at each one of our homes? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, well, it's going up. I think it's probably up to 70% plus now of the return currents to the substation are going through the earth instead of through the wires. And the first people to notice this were the dairy farmers. The current in the ground not only made the cows dance, it affected their milk production. And that's the money of the dairy business. And, it's killed thousands of cows. Probably hundreds of thousands of cows over the years. Not only just got the milk production down, but they get all sorts of diseases, and when they're not producing milk, they get killed.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Milham and class, I am a cattle farmer. That's what I do. I raise cows right here in Missouri. So I'm very sensitive to these kinds of issues. I also know that if you take 2 rods... and you drive them into the ground, 2 metal rods, and you take a voltmeter, a very sensitive voltmeter, you will be able to measure current between those 2 rods, let's say 20 feet apart. Have you done that, Dr.
Oh, Miller? Yeah. Every time we make measurements, we have a ground reference. So, you know, my oscilloscope, I've been measuring current in water, you know, because it's electrocuting people, too. That's another... bad outcome from our utility practice of using the earth as a ground. It runs through the water. I mean, salt water is fine, but fresh water, there's probably dozens of deaths every year in this country from people being electrocuted when they, you know, go swimming in fresh water.
We live in Missouri, as I mentioned, and Lake of the Ozarks is an area a couple hours away. And if you drive down some of the major roads through Lake of the Ozarks, you'll see signs on billboards that actually warn you about swimming in the water with electricity being present in the water, and you can die. Exactly what you're saying. You can die swimming in fresh water in Missouri. There are docks. There's carelessness. Now, it's not natural. We put it there. We put this electricity there in the water through our own carelessness. Improperly wiring, improperly shielding, just improper connections, exposed connections, and so forth. Dr. Milham, do you see a way that we can fix this problem?
Yeah, when the grid was built originally, enough wires were run between the house and the substation to carry all the return currents. And in fact, every state has got a law on the books, which is not enforced, of course, that says you can't put the stuff in the ground. But they do. I mean, that's getting worse all the time. It saves them money. They don't have to buy wires or have people go out and put them up. But I've seen it happen where dairy farm, well, all of a sudden the milk production goes way down, and they get Dave Stetzer to come in and make a measurement. He shows that it's due to ground current, and if they're sued or threatened, they could come out and put wires in to do the job that they used to do, and the cows give milk again. The current goes down.
I used to manufacture computers, and we had a customer, a very large operation, one of the largest cigarette manufacturers in the world, and I'm not advocating smoking in any way, shape, or form. But what happened was we built computers, built a network, installed a network, and it would be blown up, a couple times a month. And no matter what we did, we could not solve it. The surge protection, no matter what we did, uninterruptible power, they kept these computers on this network kept getting blown up. And what we found out was that the meter, the electric meter, was improperly wired. And that allowed for any time there was static electricity in the air, like lightning, boom, it would blow this network. So I think, and this is a rural electric cooperative, you know, where, I think maybe some shortcuts are taken that maybe shouldn't be. Supervision isn't maybe as great as it should be. And I believe that that's why we had some of these problems. But once we fixed the wiring at the meter, then the network stayed up and running and didn't get blown up. Do you see carelessness as a problem, or is this design as a problem?
Oh, it's probably both. I don't know which is more important. But talking about the meters, I had a terrible problem with a smart meter put on my house. The old meter had a rotating electric disc. You know, it was just a motor, and it every turn measured how much electricity you used. It had little meters that were geared to it. And it was a real simple thing. It worked for 34 years. No problem, no mistakes. And then they replaced it with this electronic gizmo, which... Are we going someplace?
Yeah, we're going into a break. We're on for another 40 minutes, but this is our first break, and Dr. Milham and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Please don't touch that dial.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sam Milham is with us. Website, Sam, SAMMILHAM.com. You're talking about smart meters, Dr. Milham. Please continue. You had an old one.
I had an old one, and one day a couple guys show up with the new one, and I couldn't talk them out of it. And so they put the stupid thing on, and boy, that from then on I couldn't sleep because it was on my bedroom wall. So I got some shielding material and put it up, and it worked fairly well, but my sleep was still disturbed. And finally, after a long time, they had an opt-out program in Washington State where I live, and when they put the old meter on, it wasn't the same meter, but the same sort of meter with the new rotating disc, oh man, what a difference. I mean, I just could feel it. I slept well ever since. We were talking about ground current. You know, it's in the ground, and it's everywhere in North America, South America, and in Canada. I've measured it in the West Coast, from Canada all the way down to Mexico. And it's always the same. You find it everywhere. I can't find a place that's clean with no ground current. Well, you know what? I think it's killing the salamanders. There's a big death worldwide of those animals. And I mean, I'm from in the U.S. anyway, for sure. I read a paper of some woman studied them up in Yellowstone or one of the national parks. And there's ground current there. And I wrote her about it. She never responded. Excuse me.
That's too bad that she never responded. But, you know, I remember when I was a youngster, salamanders were everywhere. Literally.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one in 20 years, maybe 30 years, literally.
I've not seen one. There's all sorts of, I mean, many of those species are gone. I mean, there's those pretty golden frogs, the forestest ones down south, I think they're all gone. I mean, down in South America, Central America, they're no longer with us. I think they have a few of them in some sort of shelter, but they got to watch out the shelter because they're getting exposed there, too.
You know, you mentioned smart meters, and several years ago, it wasn't two guys. I guess they weren't quite as afraid, so they only sent one guy in a pickup truck, and he had the whole bed lined with smart meters. He showed up, and I said, so what's up? And he said, I'm going to change your meter. I said, I'm okay. I like the one I've got. And he said, no, I'm going to put this new meter in. I said, I don't want it. And he said, and it kind of escalated, our tone escalated, and he said he was going to do it, and I said, no, he wasn't. And he told me he was going to call the sheriff and have me arrested if I didn't get out of his way. So as a result of that, I decided that I would run for the board of directors of the Laclede Electric Cooperative because I want these smart meters out of here. There is no opting out. You will have a smart meter or you will not have electricity. Now, just getting one smart meter out is nice, but if you live in an urban environment or in an apartment complex, you're surrounded with everybody's got a smart meter. So
yeah.
Even if you get yours removed, there's still like 40 of them that are blasting you, right? Isn't that true?
Right, for sure.
And it's cumulative and it's additive. The effects of
another problem with the ground current problem, and the smart meters add to it too, is in places like I lived in winter times in California. I moved back a couple of years ago to Washington State full time. But down there, almost all the houses are built on concrete slabs with rebar, you know, steel rods for support when they pour the concrete. Well, you know, your house is built on that, and you got water lines and other conductors attached to your house, to your slab. Every part of the house that's metal or conductive that's attached to the slab is going to expose you. I mean, I went around my house and measured. I've got the meters on how to measure the stuff, and boy, I was getting power current. You get a 60 hertz sine wave, you know, on my metal doors and on the floor. So I went for rugs and shoes right away, and my dog died from it. I'm sure he did, because he liked to sleep in the bathroom floor, which was cool. And we got another commercial coming.
Yeah, you know, there's no shortage of commercials on the radio, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Milham. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's July jobs report exceeds most analysts' expectations. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest figures.
Payroll employment rose by 164,000 in July, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com tells us, with a low unemployment rate, this remains a good time for workers to be looking for jobs with higher pay. And for those not ready to move on, the job security remains generally solid, and more generous benefits are being offered to retain workers.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Cincinnati, Ohio last night, taking aim at cities run by Democrats. He said there's been a, quote, total one-party control of inner cities for over 100 years, and it just hasn't worked out. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your...
Take my...
You got
the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sam Milham is with us, and we're talking about dirty electricity. You can find his book on Amazon.com, Dirty Electricity. And you mentioned, I believe, Dr. Milham, about concrete slabs. And, you know, for those who don't have a concrete slab, do you have a basement?
Yeah, you
do you have a concrete porch? Yeah. Do you have concrete steps or a shower base? How about a cast iron or steel tub that is connected to a brass drain pipe, which goes, it's connected to a metal drain pipe or plastic? So there are plenty of opportunities for you to have electricity coming into your home. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I had a woman in California who got sick every time she took a shower. I measured her place, and she was getting zapped in the shower from the ground current coming into her house. In other words, when she was, touching the shower fixture, she was getting radiated. And you know,
so what do we do?
Well, what you do is you take short showers, or you move. I moved back up north, where my house, the whole house is up on concrete, on wood posts. And I'm in the bay. I got a crawl space underneath with the wood posts, and I've got insulation between the post and the earth, so I don't get any ground current in this house. But down in California, I couldn't avoid it. I mean, it was just everywhere. And this has happened since Edison. He started his grid in 1892, I think it was. And since then, everybody's been getting exposed, because he had a problem with his generators. He had 9 big generators at his Pearl Street station. I read all his early stuff. It's really fascinating. And they recognized they had a brush arcing problem in his generators that was making dirty electricity, which is adding some to the grid besides what you wanted. And he tried to get rid of it by dumping mercury into his generators, but it made the workers sick, so that didn't work. But anyway, we've had ground current ever since Edison, and we've had dirty electricity ever since he started it. And I got one paper I'm really proud of. It's nobody reads it, of course, but all my papers most of the electrical papers are on my website, which is just sam.milham. You can get it just by putting dirty electricity into your Google search, and it'll come up. The farms in this country didn't get electrified until 1955. Every big city had electricity by the turn of the century. So there are two big populations in this country, urban and rural, and that they had differences in being hooked to the grid. And if you look at back in the 30s and 40s and 20s, when the farms didn't have it, the cities did, you find enormous differences in mortality between urban and rural areas. In fact, the worst difference was for diabetes deaths, fatal diabetes, 60% higher in electrified areas, and it's all the cancers. Everything else was higher, except for auto accidents. That was the same in urban and rural areas. So that really told me that, hey, this is an all sorts, it's an all causes problem, and it's due to this. Our fascination with electricity. I don't want to do without electricity, but we got to do it better. We got to use DC from solar, and solar's another problem, because if you invert it, you change it to AC to tie the grid. The inverter, of course, adds dirty electricity to your house, your home, and so it's buzzing you when it's making electricity.
So for someone who has a solar system, Dr. Milham, what do you recommend they do?
Just shut it off, or you can buy some Stetzer filters that you can plug into your outlets to get rid of some of the stuff it makes, not all of it, but that does help.
Tell us about the Stetzer filters. What do they do?
Well, they're capacitors, and they just basically short out the non-60 cycle stuff, and I mean they're warm, and I've got them in my house, and I've put them in places and seen just dramatic differences in health and well-being. I mean,
are you talking about electrolytic type capacitors?
Yeah, electrolytic problems. Yeah, I mean, how our kids are misbehaving, or that's why school teachers have got a high cancer rate, and because the schools are electrically dirty. Fluorescent lights are another big source of bad stuff, and LED lights. Anything but that is. Go ahead.
Let's talk about a classroom. So we've got a teacher in a classroom. There are a whole bunch of computers in there. There's fluorescent lights in there.
Yeah.
They probably have some microwave transmission equipment outside the school building. They have surveillance systems everywhere. They have access points in the hallways and in the classrooms. Are you saying that all of that electromagnetic radiation combined with the ballasts, the transformers, if you will, in the fluorescent lighting is causing the children to have ADHD and other diseases?
Yeah, you bet. That's a school disease, too. And a lot of kids are sick in school on account of the fact that they have computers right next to them and all the other stuff. But, you know, nobody wants to pay attention to what's the real cause of the stuff, and it's basically electricity. In the old school I went to, you know, we had pencils and inkwells and 87, you know, when I went to school, they didn't have all this junk. But now, I mean, schools are bad news. And the teachers have high cancer rates and a lot of other stuff, too.
But if you talk to teachers, they're proponents of these electronic gadgets. Some universities and colleges communicate with their students via the students' cell phones. So the students have their cell phones in their pockets all the time. Are you concerned about that?
Absolutely. I mean, cell phones, there's an epidemic of brain cancers and other problems from people who walk around with cell phones on their head all the time. Go to an airport and people are just sitting there staring at their cell phones. They're not talking to each other anymore. And there's all sorts of problems that cell phones have caused. I mean, I've got a phone, but, you know, it's never on my body. And when I talk on it, it's on speakerphone, you know. I might use it once a week.
I don't have a cell phone. I used to have a cell phone, and when I first got one, I thought, how did I ever live without it? And then after a while, I realized it was tracking my every movement, and it was making me sick and ill and dizzy, and I had headaches, and I dumped it years ago. And as soon as I did that, I thought, how did I ever live with it?
How did I ever live with the cell phone? I mean, people are addicted to the damn things, kids especially. But what are you going to do? You know, this is progress. I'm glad I'm as old as I am. I'll be gone before anybody solves the problem.
Well, let's hope that is not the case. Dr. Milham, so let me tell you something that I did, and I'd like to hear your comments. We built our farmhouse around 2005, and I wired it and I plumbed it. And I decided that I would buy some copper dust, and I mixed since I wired it and I had standards. The cables in the wall are all run at a specific height. I have pictures of the rough framing and where the wires are. And so when we sheetrocked the whole house, I then mixed this copper dust with the primer paint, and I painted where the wires are. All the wires have been covered with paint, with copper dust, as a reflector. What do you think about that? I've never heard of anyone else doing that.
Well, I mean, copper dust is a conductor, so what it'll do, it'll pick up anything that's coming from there. So if you have it grounded, if it hits the ground, then it's protecting you from what was coming out of the wires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about if you were...
Yeah, in the middle, like a coax cable has got a... No, it's got a sheath, a metal sheath, and that's grounded. So that keeps the signal pure.
Mm-hmm. So do you recommend if we had a choice of wiring our homes, having an external ground hammered into the earth at our breaker box?
Yeah.
Or meter, would you recommend that we ground our wiring system or not?
Well, if you can do without it, fine, but you can't do it. It's part of code. You have to have a ground. But if the utility's got proper wiring, from your house to the substation, then the ground is just going to help you if you get like struck by lightning or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was the point of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is for if their cables, you know, fell during a storm, it wouldn't fry all the utilities in your house.
Right, and around our neck of the woods here in Missouri, the new fun thing to do is to cut the ground wires coming from each power pole into the ground. So we don't have the grounds that we used to have because people would cut them off on the power poles and steal the heavy copper wire.
Yeah, I know. I watched the pole get set once down in California, and I was amazed at how far beneath the ground they go and how grounded they are. I don't know. Unfortunately, but I use the ground wire on poles all the time to measure how much stuff is coming down. And unfortunately, it's a lot, and it's getting much. There's more of it all the time.
Would you like to address most of the cancer in firefighters is due to radio frequency radiation?
I wrote a paper on it, and
yes.
I'm sure that's what's going on. And, I mean, they're wired. I mean, they carry radios all the time, and we know when they're fighting a fire, they have to communicate because it might be dark and dirty. And I'm sure that's a big cause of the cancers in firefighters.
And what about police? Policemen and women, they have radios on them too. They've got these push-to-talk microphones on their shoulder.
They walk around wired up. I think that's very, very unhealthy.
Right.
How
about radial tires? Steel-belted radial tires.
Well, they generate current. When you spin a magnet, which is what your tires are, because the wires pick up the Earth's magnetism. You could make clean tires with steel belts, but I wrote the companies that make the tires. They ignored me, of course. And I used to clean my tires, but I don't bother anymore as I've gotten old.
When you talk about making tires differently with steel belts, are you talking about having like a mesh rather than separate steel cables or?
No. They could just non-magnetic wire.
Oh, okay.
It'd be fine. They could make them exactly the same.
Okay, so less ferrous. Is that what you mean?
That's right.
Okay. Dr. Milham and I will be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class medical doctor Sam Milham is with us today. You know, two things I'd like to be able to cover in the last couple of minutes of our broadcast. One is, should we move to a rural setting, leave the urban setting, if we want to live longer and have less disease due to electromagnetic radiation? Dr. Milham, your thoughts on that?
I did that. I live in a rural, I live on Puget Sound, and I can control my exposures basically in-house. But when I lived in the city, I had ground current problem because we were built on a slab. And there's just so much more electronics junk in the city, so you could just pick it up everywhere. You're getting, microwave exposure from cell towers, and everybody's, my answer is yes.
Okay.
I think rural is better. In fact, I've had an idea of getting a builder to build a clean community. You could probably build, a suburban community that's clean if you built it right. Like you did your house.
Mm-hmm.
My house is perfect, I mean, I've got no ground current at all, and very, very low. I measured, once the smart meter was gone, the house is a perfect place to live. I'm on a landline. I don't use my cell phone. So that's your first question. What's the other one?
The other question is, we used to have electronic devices, small electronic devices, that would have wall warts, and they had copper and windings on ferrous material transformers. But we've switched to something called a switching DC power supply, or something that is called a switch mode power supply.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the difference is in terms of health?
Well, the first are good, the second are bad. The switching power supplies put out dirty electricity. That's what your inverter is doing in your house if you have solar. They transmit electricity via from north to south in this country. They change it from AC to DC and then back against the other end. The devices that do the changing put bad electricity, dirty electricity that runs down the line and pipes and gas pipes blow up because they're in power lines with they run in a grid that has power lines and pipes. But anyway, that's another nasty problem in civilization. Yeah, rural is better for sure.
Okay. And you mentioned that when you built your house, you insulated electrically the flooring and the timbers and so forth from...
No, the house was 4 years old when I bought it. But
okay.
And we had an earthquake, and so I had to fix the foot supports when I jacked the frame up to straighten up the supports. I just stuck a piece of roofing tile between the vertical and the concrete support.
There you go. Well thought out. Dr. Milheim, any last minute or two comments of what we should do to protect ourselves?
I don't know. There's so much to do, and unfortunately, the government just isn't doing the job, and the utilities are basically running wild.
Let me ask you this question, then. Are smart meters causing disease?
Absolutely.
Do smart meters cause cancer?
Absolutely.
Are smart meters shortening our lives?
Absolutely. And any EMF producer does that. I mean, your microwave's shortening your life too, or your microwave oven.
Why is it that I cannot get our electric utility to remove the smart meters? Why can I not do that? We had perfectly good working meters.
Because it's money. It means that they don't have to hire people to come read the stupid things. Mm-hmm. And utilities, they've got terrible power. I mean, you say you're on the board of directors.
No, I want to be. I want to be.
Well, get on and see. Change.
They are so afraid that I will become a member of the board of the board of directors of the electric co-op. They've said on in front of thousands of people that they've got a good, smooth working board, and the last thing they need is Vincent Finelli disrupting the board. That's the last thing they need. Because
unfortunately, they're working for the board. They're not working for the population.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, we've got electronics in our house. Are you concerned about microwave ovens?
Well, yeah, I've got a shield on mine. I can get 90% of the stuff down, and when I put it on, I walk away from it.
Okay.
I just use it to heat my tea water.
Class, you've just heard medical doctor Sam Milheim, and I suggest you consider going to his website. Sam Milheim, MILHAM.com. He's a medical doctor, and he's got a master's degree in public health. Dr. Milheim, thanks so much for being with us. I hope to do this again and again. You're a wealth of information. And thank you for waking up early for us today.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.